news and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
All right, welcome everybody. You might be sick of me over the next 6 to 8 hours, but here we are, Basketball Saturday. We're going to be doing 4 games in a row live here from Unadilla Valley for the MAC and the Tri-Valley Boys and Girls Championship game. So I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Rich, you and I are Tri-Valley guys, but how awesome is it to see the Tri-Valley, the MAC, all together again? It's been a few years since we've done all 4 games in one spot. It's kind of a basketball paradise, I would say.
You know, I get accused a lot of times when I'm on the radio with you for being too excited. I'm not apologizing anymore. I am really excited for today. It's Championship Saturday, and for Tri-Valley League guys like us, this is what it was all about. This was always the goal, to get to the Tri-Valley League Championship. We didn't play in the MAC, but I'm sure it's the same for the MAC teams. It's a great facility here at Unadilla Valley, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day.
The MAC girls game is up first, Unitigo against Green. We can get into all of that, but, you know, I would think, Rich, that I grew up going to the Tri-Valley Championship game, and it's kind of why I do what I do today. I think it's why you're into athletics. You come to these games, you want to be a part of it, and I didn't realize until recently. I was talking to our friend Jeff Maliner, who we'll talk to later from Empire State Takeover. He travels around the whole state. He goes, your little pocket of New York State, nobody else really plays league championships. It's all about sectionals.
Oh,
he said across the state, you get to your little pocket of Section 4, and people go gaga for these games. He goes, I love it. He's going to be here today. He goes, it's contagious. You want to be a part of it.
It's great. When we were growing up, it was always at Hartwick College, and it was on like a Friday night, and you'd always go to McDonald's on the way.
That's right.
And you'd go, and it was so exciting to go to those games and just to see all the legends, you know, of the Tri-Valley that we always talked about. This is the games where legends are made that all the little kids are looking up to. And I'm with Jeff. I think it's a fantastic weekend. I think everybody in New York State should do it. I can't believe that they don't do it. This place will be packed. People will be talking about this for years. It's just what a wonderful weekend this is.
We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. A rematch of last year's Girls MAC Championship game that came down to the wire. A regular season contest that was an instant classic between these two teams. Unitigo going for the three-peat. This has a lot of storylines. We'll talk about it when we get back. Championship Saturday is underway on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Green girls taking on UV. They're taking on Unitigo here at UV, who was gracious enough to host all 4 of these games today. So we'll have the MAC games back-to-back, the MAC girls, then the MAC boys, then we'll have the Tri-Valley boys, and then the nightcap will be the Tri-Valley girls. So if you need any information, of course, keep it tuned right here. But if you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, we've put all the information out there on how much the ticket prices are, where to park, what doors are open. All that information is available on my Twitter page, at Nate Lull, or on my Instagram page as well. We'll be putting updates on natelull.com throughout the day, my Twitter page as well. But honestly, if you want the best coverage, you can just listen to us right here. Rich will be with me for the two MAC games, and then Greg Bonskowski will be with me for the Tri-Valley games. Greg is going to keep stats during these games. We're going to kind of have a three-man crew where we're switching on and off. Should be a great game. But the regular season game, Rich, between these two teams was at Unitigo. Pretty much, if I'm remembering correctly, Unitigo was up one. Yeah, was up one late in the game. A steal and a layup with time running out by Callie Knapp for Green gets a one-point victory, 30-29. We might see a low-scoring battle here today, Rich.
30-29, Nate. That's exciting just to think about it. What a defensive struggle. You always say that defense wins championships. If it's a 30-29 game, we're going to be talking a lot about those zones the girls basketball likes to play, the presses the girls basketball likes to play. I'm excited to see it. Let's get this going. We're about a minute away.
Well, everybody, these two coaches, Bob Z, of course, and his assistant, Brian Bertzel, for Unitigo, Dave Gorton, his assistant, Sierra Badger, for Green, they've done everything. They've probably sat on this game and looked at film for a week. I think we're going to see a lot of different wrinkles, and it's going to be about the chess match of, okay, Green's going to do this, what's Unitigo do, and vice versa. And that's why I think it could potentially be a low-scoring game. The other thing that I like to see is Bailey McCoy, point guard for Unitigo. We love watching her. She's had three straight games in this gym, including two playoff games with over 20 points. She usually averages right around seven. So this is Bailey's gym. Loves to shoot here. Could that be a difference today? We'll see. But both teams getting out for the national anthem here. Sounds like we're only going to have one national anthem before all the different games here today. So we will have the starting lineups. We're going to pause for all of that, and we'll be right back. MAC Girls Championship coming up on CDO.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The Butler Auto pregame show here for the MAC Girls Basketball Championship live from Unadilla Valley. Unitigo Girls taking on Green in a rematch of a whale of a game from a year ago. Unitigo is in the green uniforms with the white trim, kind of that dark green with Unitigo and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Green, pretty much the opposite. They're in the white uniforms with the green trim. Says Trojans in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Rich, if you're a coach in this situation, packed gym, the fans continuing to come in, what do you tell your team about the moment and how to not kind of get all jammed up here in this early part of this game?
You know, we've been practicing since November. We've been getting ready for this moment all year long. Just pretend like nobody's here and play your game. We know the opponent. We know what we want to do. We've worked on everything. This is what we worked on. This is what we've built on all year. So here it is. Have fun. Enjoy the moment.
Yeah, no secrets between these two teams, that's for sure. All right, first up for the Green, Lady Trojans, and a MAC League record of 12-1, overall record of 17-1 for head coach Dave Gorton. They start with junior number 3, Claire Flanagan, freshman number 5, Mia Yonner, junior number 15, Abby Yonner, junior number 23, Callie Knapp, and a sophomore number 24, Josie Dutcher. No seniors in that starting lineup for Green. On the other side for Unitigo and Bob Z, overall record of 15-5. They were 10-3 in the MAC. This team came back from the dead around Christmas time. It didn't look promising for them. They figured it out, and here they are. They start with senior number 2, Bailey McCoy, junior number 10, Maddie Bertzel, freshman number 11, Harley Bertzel, a senior number 20, Caitlin Henn, and a junior number 22, Lizzie Kraft. Lizzie could be the difference here today. She is tremendous on the inside with guard skills. When we are set to go. So Unitigo going to go right to left on your radio dial. Green left to right. Lizzie Kraft will jump it up against Mia Yonner here for Green. Want to thank all our special sponsors for today's game. We'll be recognizing them throughout the four broadcasts that we'll be doing. So we'll be sprinkling those in whenever we can. And Green wins the opening tip. And here we go. Claire Flanagan with the basketball. Chance of defense already from the student section of Unitigo, and a traveling violation. Some early nerves there for Green, and Unitigo will get it back. The fans continue to trickle in here for this 1 p.m. start live from Unadilla Valley. Unitigo going for three in a row. Maddie Bertzel to Harley Bertzel on the right side. Little dribble drive, lost control of it. Green with a steal. Here comes Callie Knapp. Knapp down the right side of the floor will pull it back out and set it up. I fully expect a low-scoring affair between these two teams as defense is the name of the game. We're 30 seconds in, scoreless. Here's Abby Yonner in the right corner looking for some options, and we'll feed one back over to Callie Knapp. Shot clock's at 10. Here's Josie Dutcher in the corner. Missed it, and a rebound here for Madison Bertzel of Unitigo. Rich, what about the early flow in this one, you think?
So both teams have come out in a 2-3 zone, and basically Green is Unitigo struggled getting it inside, two turnovers in a row, and Green has got the shots they've wanted, just nothing has fallen for them.
Steal by the Trojans as Unitigo tried to skip it over the top of the defense. Trojans have it back with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless, ball knocked away, and Green will throw it away. Here comes Unitigo, but stolen back by Abby Yonner. In for a right-handed layup, no, double dribble. Well, that's a tough call there, but a nice steal by Abby Yonner. And the layup gets taken away.
When the whistle blew, I actually thought it was going to be a reach-in foul and an and-one basket, but it was called the double dribble. Didn't see that, but, hey, he had a good view.
Unitigo down the floor with Bailey McCoy going right to left. They have Lizzie in the left corner. Haven't gotten it to her yet. McCoy on the right side. Now inside for Lizzie. Little up and under, and she scores. What a move by Lizzie Kraft on the left low block with contact, and she finishes.
Kraft was kind of off balance there, did a little up and under move and got it to go. I didn't even know there was a lot of contact there. It looked like she just lost her footing, but she, a great athlete she is, put it in.
So Lizzie will step to the line here, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play, and hits it.
Pure, nothing but net, Nate.
Unitigo bringing some full-court pressure. Unitigo had to win the tiebreaker game here last Saturday against Sydney to earn the right to be here. So they've played on this floor recently, and I'm sure they feel pretty comfortable. Flanagan to the right side. We'll dish it down low here for Mia Yonner. On the left low block, she lost it. We got a jump ball, and it's going back to Unitigo. 3-0 lead for Unitigo over Green in the Girls MAC Championship game. 6:10 to go first quarter. Swarming defense there by the Spartans.
Yeah, a couple of wrinkles that Coach Z put in. Different people chasing the ball after the first pass. It was really interesting. It's not a traditional 2-3. Kind of extends out about 2 or 3 feet from the three-point line.
High post for Lizzie Kraft. Now back to Bailey McCoy. Good ball movement here. Harley Bertzel tries to feed it into the inside for Caitlin Henn, and she has nowhere to go. They'll have to work it back outside. 10 on the shot clock. Boy, good swarming defense here by Green. Now they skip it over to Lizzie. Inside, tries to go up, lost control of it. It's going to stay with the Spartans with one on the shot clock here. This is going to have to be a catch-and-shoot situation. Bailey McCoy inbounding to the right of the basket here with 5:40 to go in this first quarter. They'll work it in. Burtzel for three. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Lizzie Kraft, tries to muscle it up, but a traveling violation. And the Green defense just seems to be everywhere.
That was a great rebound by Lizzie Kraft. What I really was impressed with was Madison Burtzel's skip pass. If she can do that all game long and get that open shot on the open side for Unitigo, that might be a difference.
Green breaks the pressure. They go to Callie Knapp, right side, wants to take it to the hoop. Layup is no good. Rebound on the floor. Scooped up here, and a jump ball. Going to keep it with Green. Green has not really had a clean look at the hoop yet. With 5:25 to go in the first quarter, Unitigo girls leading 3-0.
Unitigo certainly is playing with a lot of energy. It seems like they have a little bit more tempo right now than Green does.
Trojans looking to get it in, and they do to Abby Yonner on the right baseline. Kicking back out, Claire Flanagan for three. It's short, rebound Lizzie Kraft. Lizzie is looking to run. Outlet pass, Harley Burtzel. Far side, Bailey McCoy. And I'm sure Green is going to be aware of her as she has shot the lights out in this gym in recent times. High post, ball knocked away. Green scoops it up with Josie Dutcher. And then Dutcher lost it. Bailey McCoy down the left side, wants to take it to the hoop. It's blocked. And Mia Yonner hustled back for the block. But they get her for some contact there. 4:55 to go first quarter, 3-0 lead for Unitigo. Bailey McCoy to the line.
That was a great veteran play by Bailey McCoy. Knew that the girl was going to dribble right to her. Just picked her pocket and took it right to the basket and drew the foul.
I'd like to thank our special sponsors today, including Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, as Bailey misses the first shot there. VEP Waldron's Appliance and Floor Covering of Sydney, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, and the Benson Agency Real Estate of Oneonta. McCoy, second shot, rattles in. So a 4-0 lead now for Unitigo over Green. 4:55 again to go first quarter. To the high post for Abby Yonner. Yonner is across midcourt to Callie Knapp. Going left to right. Green's in the white uniforms with the green trim. Left side here for Claire Flanagan. Kicking one over, Josie Dutcher. Pull-up jumper is short. Abby Yonder the rebound. Muscles it up and in. Good rebound and the putback for Abby.
Going to be really interested to see how the Yonder girls go against, Unitigo all day with their size. And they get those rebounds. That could be a big advantage for Green. They seem to be a little bit bigger down low than Unitigo is.
Here's Lizzie trying to split through the defense. Mia Yonder with a steal and an outlet pass to Callie Knapp. Saw Peyton Yonner, their older sister, who's now playing college field hockey at Ithaca. She was in this game last year, and I'm sure would love to see her sisters get some revenge today for the Green Trojans. Josie Dutcher, a three left side, just a little short. Caitlin Henn windexes the glass, and an outlet pass to Madison Burtzel. 4-2, Unitigo leading Green in the first quarter. Here's Harley Burtzel for three, in and out. Caitlin Henn, a rebound, puts it up. It's short. Both teams scrambling for it. Lizzie has it. Trapped on the floor, and Green was able to rip it away. And the minute Lizzie brought that down, they just swarmed on her. 3:35 to go first quarter. 4-2 our score. Unitigo girls leading Green. Here's Abby Yonner in the paint. Hits the shot and is fouled. She was just below the foul line. Hits that shot, and it's going to be on Lizzie Kraft.
Nothing fancy for Green, right? They just do exactly what you've been taught since modified basketball. The ball goes to one side. The down forward comes up to the foul line, grabs an easy basket, turns around, looks at it. It's really typical 2-3 basketball. How you break that? You've learned it since modified. It's really nothing special, mate.
Abby Yonner hits the shot at the line. She has all five of Green's points. I haven't seen it go up on the board. Did we have any sort of violation there? 3:25 to go here, first quarter.
Was it a foul shot violation? Was it a free throw?
It must have been. They didn't put it up on the board. I didn't notice that they called it. And now our score remains 4-4. Unitigo with the basketball. And it gets ripped away again, but somehow Unitigo holding on to it. They go to Bailey McCoy. Boy, anytime she's near the three-point line, they're just on her. And now a foul as Lizzie tries to take it on the baseline.
I'm guessing in Bob Z's plan of attack today is every time Lizzie Kraft has gotten the ball, she has turned, faced the basket, and went strong to the basket and looking to get fouls on Green every single time. I'm guessing that was talked about, and we're going to see that for a lot of the game today.
Lizzie at the line. First shot is good.
It's a good game plan, too, because every time I've seen Lizzie Kraft shoot foul shots, she seems to be a very good foul shooter. I don't know her percentage offhand, but She looks very, very comfortable at the foul line.
Yeah, for 2-for-2 here for Lizzie. For a big, you know, typically maybe, hey, you want to foul a big. They're not a great foul shooter. Not the case with Lizzie. She can really hit them. They did put that point up on the board for Green. So they did fix that. So it's 6-5. All right, I thought I was seeing things or something. That makes me feel better.
It's too early to see things today.
I said, yeah, you got four games. I can't be seeing things in the first quarter here, the opening game. Ball is loose here. Green took a shot. And it's a foul on the floor, it looks like, on Unitigo.
You know, in these smaller school games, you always have to wonder, is foul trouble going to play a factor into these games? Because they don't have the deep benches like the big schools in New York State do. So that's something we have to watch. There's already five fouls in the game so far.
Lila Beifeld has checked in and drains a three for Green on the inbounds play from the right corner. Big shot there for Lila, and Green now takes a 8-6 lead. Pass down low. Unitigo threw it away. Caitlin Henn wasn't ready for the pass from Lizzie Kraft. And it's going back to Green with 2:25 to go first quarter.
Anytime you can get bench points, especially a three-pointer off your bench, you're going to take it for the Green Trojans.
Trojans have it with Molly Cornell. Comes across midcourt. Bounce pass, Callie Knapp. Green being patient on offense after a slow start. They have an 8-6 lead. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here in the early part of this game. Greg Bonskowski doing stats for us. Here is Cornell to Beifeld. And her three is off the mark this time. Rebound, Josie Dutcher, far side. Brought down here by the Trojans. They reset Cornell into the paint. Her jumper is good. And the bench is coming up big early for Green. They lead 10-6.
That was a great just little one dribble, got open, was shot it with a lot of confidence coming off the bench for Green.
This Green team does not have anybody that's a 20-point scorer. It's just a lot of good athletes who can all score in that 8 to 12-point range, and it can be tough to deal with. Here's Harley Burtzel, right side three. That's in for Unitigo.
You know, the first two shots that Harley's taken today were just off a little bit. I was just getting ready to say, she seems to be kind of dialed in, and she gets the first one to go there for.
Makes it 10-9 with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Trojans have the basketball. They'll reverse it into the corner for Josie Dutcher. She tries a three. That's too strong. Rebound, Molly Cornell. Coach Z wants his team to rebound better. Green has it. They try to go far side, and they do for Lila Beifeld. Double teamed, kicks one back out. They do have the fresh shot clock to work with. Abby Yonner at the foul line. Line drive shot there was tipped, and a rebound for Unitigo.
She really wanted that foul there, but she didn't get it from the official.
Harley Burtzel with 45 seconds left, first quarter. Green leading 10-9. Unitigo with the ball. They go to Harley Burtzel again, where she just hit that three in the right corner. Inside for Lizzie, tried to work it back out, stolen away by the Trojans. Molly Cornell in transition, traveled. Just want to thank some more of our special sponsors as Unitigo gets the ball back here. Gavin's Pizzeria and Macho's Tacos in Sydney. Cohen and Frazier Builders in Unadilla and Franklin. Green's Long River Inn of Unadilla and Main Street Peyton Hardware in Sydney. Unitigo with the ball. They go high post for Bailey McCoy. Into the corner. Lizzie Kraft, a three. No, a long two for Lizzie. She hit it, though. Lizzie with 7 early points. Gives Unitigo an 11-10 lead. And now a travel at midcourt by Josie Dutcher with 9 seconds left. It's going to give it back to Unitigo here in the first quarter.
So you're starting to see what Green's doing, their game plan on defense. As soon as it goes into the paint area, they're doubling everything. And they're letting Unitigo shoot the three-point shot.
5 seconds left. Ball down low. Bailey McCoy is fouled with 1 second, just about a second and a half left. And we'll head to the line with Unitigo leading 11-10 here in the first quarter.
Anything in the paint today is just going to be a hard shot for Unitigo because they are collapsing on everything, and that's also the reason why they're getting to the foul line a lot more than Green is, too.
McCoy, first shot at the line is good for Bailey.
The foul shots are looking good for Unitigo. You know, you got to make your foul shots all the time, especially in a championship setting. The nerves are a little bit higher.
Second shot for Bailey, no. Rebound Nobody's going to get the shot off, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter in the MAC Girls Championship game from UV. It's Unitico 12, Green 10. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 12 to 10, Unitico girls leading Green to start the second quarter here at Unadilla Valley in the MAC championship game. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Pass down low for Maddie Burtzel. Unitico with the ball. The shot is off the mark. Bailey McCoy, a rebound, kick out. Lizzie Kraft for three, in and out. And this time, Josie Dutcher's got the rebound for the Green Trojans. Great game as we expected so far, Rich. What do you think?
I think there's just a lot of storylines already developing today. Green seems to go to their bench a lot more than Unitico does. So is Unitico going to be able to keep this pace up? And, you know, are they going to be able to withstand the pressure of Green? You know, Green's kind of just packing it in. Is Unitico going to be able to make a shot today? And I think Green just has a lot of balance, and the Honor girls are going to get their points. That's my take on it so far.
A three for Byfield went long, went out of bounds. They originally gave it to Unitico, and then one of the lead officials overruled and said it's going to stay with Green. So Unitico fans not happy there, but Green will keep the ball going right to left. They go high post. Abby Yonner, her shot's too strong. Caitlin Henn, a rebound. Lizzie, too tough on defense there for Unitico. Spartans have it. MAC Girls Championship game. Here's Lizzie Kraft. Kicks one out. Finds Bailey McCoy. The three for Bailey is short. And a rebound for Byfield of Green. But then a steal by Harley Burtzel. She stole the outlet pass and then gave it away. Got stuck in a tough spot. Had to throw the ball back, and Green comes away with it. So no harm done there for the Trojans.
Her teammates didn't realize that she stole the ball and was actually getting close to a five-second call. Never seen that play in basketball before.
Trojans have it. They go to the right side. And back out for Molly Cornell. A three for Molly is good. Kind of a half bank. How would you describe that there, Rich? But a long two is good.
It was exactly it. It kind of glanced off the backboard and went in. But she shoots with confidence, Nate. She just kind of takes that one nice dribble, and she's got great form.
A block by Abby Yonner here on Madison Burtzel, and they get tied up there in the corner. No call. Unitico steals it back. Bailey McCoy for three, in and out. Rebound is loose, and we got a jump ball. Arrow is going to keep it with Unitico, I believe.
The last time I watched this Unitico team play, I always thought Madison Burtzel was really, really tough. She just took one to the face, just like Muhammad Ali, and she just looked at the other girl and kept on playing. I think that she's one of the toughest girls I've seen play this year. She's a good athlete. She does a lot of really good things for Unitico, and she's tough. She's really, really tough.
She's really tough. She's one of those kids, I mean, you could just run her over, and she's going to bounce right back up, and she'll be fine.
And we got an inadvertent horn here.
Yep, horn got hit there at the scorer's table, so they're going to call this play dead here. Give us a chance to welcome all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well, brought to you by SFCU, and some other sponsors today, including Otigo Family Dental in Otigo and Oneonta. Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber in Sydney, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney.
I just broke one of the bigger rules. I almost interrupted the guy doing the sponsor. I'm sorry about that, everybody out there. They're talking about a jump ball situation. I don't know if they thought the arrow changed or not. Oh, she's not in the game.
Oh, okay. All right, so we had a substitution, and the player was not in the book, it appears. So with 6:13 to go in the second quarter, that's always a no-no.
That's going to be an illegal substitution, and I believe I'm going to look to my friend Greg Bonskowski. He'll know. That's a technical foul on the ball, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be a technical foul on the bench, and then it's going to be... So Green will get the foul shots, and then they'll have the ball as well, right?
So Gracie Tilt checked in. She was not in the book. And here is Abby Yonner at the line. Her first shot is good. So if you've ever been to a game, you see the officials come over before the game, and they're at the scorer's table, and they're chatting. It's not just regular chit-chat, you know, how was your coffee this morning? It's they want to check the book, and they say, is everything okay? As Abby misses the second shot, but Green will have the ball. And so they always check all that stuff. But sometimes mistakes happen. That's how it goes.
And usually what will happen when you're at a neutral site, there's not really kind of a home booker. They don't really know who the home book is, so they don't really know who to compare and talk to. So you usually see a lot of those mistakes in these neutral site type of games.
Also, this is the time of year where everybody has JV players coming up. You got new players on the roster. Scorebook people have a lot going on at the same time, and I don't think people realize how hard it is. So Green misses the shot, but then they get the rebound near midcourt, but it's an over and back. Kelly Knapp caught that in a tough spot.
Yeah, just off balance. She was right on the half-court line. She didn't want to go backcourt. She could go backcourt, but she didn't realize it. She's kind of chuckling with Coach Gordon. She realizes. No big deal.
So our score, after all that, is Green 13, Unitego 12, with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Here is Lizzie Kraft. Giving it for Unitego back to the right side. A low-scoring affair here so far. But, heck, we're halfway to what the score was the first time these two teams played. Unitego with the ball. They go to McCoy on the right side. McCoy to the high post. 10 on the shot clock. Into the left corner now for Avery James, who's checked in. Her pass was tipped away, and Josie Dutcher with a steal. Good hustle back, though, by Avery to steal it away. Could have easily given up on that play, but didn't. It was well done to hustle back and get it. Here's Unitego in transition. Here's Gracie Tilt trying to feed one back to McCoy. Top of the key. They go to Harley Bertzel. Wouldn't be a game without some controversy between these two. You know what I mean? Here's Lizzie Kraft with the ball, left side. Feeding it back to Harley Bertzel. Lizzie trying to present herself at the high post. They can't get it to her. Now they finally do. Turnaround shot here is deflected. Ball comes back out to Lizzie. They're going to say it was a shot clock violation, that it never hit the rim.
Yeah, didn't hit the rim. No change of possession. Green is playing some great defense the last two possessions. And you hear the coaches over here from Unitego saying, too much dribble, too much dribble. They really have not gotten a good look in two or three possessions now.
Yeah, that's what this Trojans team does. They can throw so many different athletes at you. And as you said earlier, Rich, off the bench, too. I mean, they just replace with more athletes, and they make it tough, especially defensively.
I don't know what you think, Nate, but some of the Unitego girls look a little winded to me right now. Kraft looks a little tired. They're using her a lot. She's kind of they're taking a timeout because of that.
I think they're going to take a timeout. Lizzie is working her tail off to try to get open. We'll take a break. 4:40 to go, second quarter. It is Green 13, Unitego 12. We'll be right back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a missed shot for Unitego. They had a quick three in the corner and a rebound for Green. Back the other way, a long two here for Claire Flanagan. No, gets her own rebound. Claire will work it back out. Josie Dutcher straight away three. That's also short. Avery James with a rebound for the Spartans. And she'll get it into the safe hands of Harley Bertzel with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ahead for Bailey McCoy. 13-12 our score. Green girls are leading Unitego. MAC Girls Championship game live here from UV. Avery James, a shot in the corner is good. Big shot from Avery, and Unitigo retakes the lead 14-13 over Green.
That was a great cut to the middle by Harley Bertzel and a great find by her to get that easy jump shot.
Trojans with the ball, and off the hands of Abby Yonner. It was too tall. Out of bounds and back to Unitigo. Maybe some momentum switching here.
Yeah, that timeout, they look a little winded to me. That timeout, they got it, got a little breather. They look like they're kind of getting a flow again.
Bailey McCoy, the senior guard, across midcourt. To the right side, it's tapped out of bounds. Good defense there by Green. Just active hands all afternoon so far.
McCoy's gone to that side every single time down the court. She might need to mix it up a little bit. She's always looking for Harley Bertzel to start the offense off.
That's a good tendency you notice there, Rich. I was thinking about that earlier. They tend to go to the same side every time.
They tend to go to the right side every single time, and when Kraft comes to the foul line to cut.
Steal here by Green as they tried to go to the right corner. Unitigo's going to make a substitution at the next whistle. Abby Yonner on the baseline, trying to feed one inside for Mia Yonner, and she's fouled. Mia, a freshman on this Green team, but does not play like it, and certainly is taller than most freshmen you're going to see out there.
I wouldn't guess she was a freshman at all. She plays well for being such a young girl.
Yeah, the Yonners continue to be a staple in the Green athletic program. Here's Mia at the line. First shot, no good. So our score remains 14-13. Unitigo girls leading Green with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Mia Yonner settles in for her second shot, and, boy, it hit the rim twice, went way up by the shot clock, and then dunks in. So it's good.
If it was at any other gym with that strap across it, it definitely would have hit it, but good thing you're here.
Unitigo throws it away as they tried to go down low for Caitlin Henn through her hands and out of bounds. So we're tied 14-all with 2:50 to go in the second quarter in the MAC Girls Basketball Championship game. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Rich Turnbull, Greg Bonskowski doing stats. We're going to have a variety of different voices for you today throughout four championship games. So it's going to be all afternoon basketball here on WCDO. So stay tuned. Green with the ball. Callie Knapp tries to go inside and deflect it away. Great defense by Unitigo. And then a jump ball. It's going to give it back to the Spartans. Some more special sponsors for today's broadcast. They include Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, Tax Resolutions in Otigo, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta, Clapper Construction of Otigo, and Village Variety in Unadilla. Far side now for Harley Bertzel. 2:20 to go, second quarter. They'll feed one down low. A great pass from Lizzie to Avery James, and she finishes.
Avery James has got a few big buckets for Unitigo.
16-14, yeah.
Yeah, big buckets. Kind of the other players for Unitigo that we don't say her name enough.
Yeah, nice job coming off the bench there for Avery James. A foul on Bailey McCoy for a reach-in foul as Green was bringing it down the floor. So 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 16-14 our score.
I do like my seat over here. I get to hear Coach Z just yell at the officials all game. I've watched him coach so many years, but I don't know if I've ever been in this coach now this close. Now I get to hear what he's actually saying.
Unitigo leading 16-14. I should have said that before. A three here from Callie Knapp won't go. Rebound for the Spartans. And again, a two-point lead for them. Here is McCoy. Going back to Harley Bertzel. And now to Lizzie Kraft at the top of the key. Far side here. They continue to work it around. They go high post for Harley Bertzel. Stripped of the ball. Back the other way here for Molly Cornell. Dribbles into a tough spot, gets tied up, and we'll have a jump ball. And the arrow this time stays with the Trojans. With a minute and a half to go, second quarter, Green trailing 16-14. Unitigo's on top.
Green just doesn't look frazzled at anything that Unitigo's doing. Unitigo looks like they're giving about 110% effort, and Green's just kind of playing with the flow of the game. I don't know, it just seems like Green is just hanging around, and they're going to make a big run here at any moment.
Green with the ball at the top of the key. Green is a team, both these teams have gone out and played a tough non-conference schedule, so I think they're used to these tight games where, you know, they're not just blowing everybody out all the time. A rebound here by Avery James and another jump ball. And this time it's going to go back to Unitigo.
I just get that feel that Unitigo is playing at a very high energy level right now, and they're just going to kind of crash at some point where Green is just being very calm and cool and collected right now. It just seems like they're playing two different types of games.
Last year it was very interesting. Green had a great first half. Unitigo went in the locker room, down by a lot. It reversed in the second half, and Unitigo came out with all the energy. So could we be looking at something similar here today? We'll have to see. Two-point game still right now. Unitigo ahead by two, 16-14. Good look down low for Caitlin Henn. She couldn't hold on to it. And this time a jump ball will give it back to Green. And boy, we've had about four or five jump balls in the last, 30 seconds or so. So Green will have it in the backcourt. We're under a minute to go in the first half. Trojans have it with Callie Knapp. Going left to right. Right wing side for Molly Cornell. She's hit a couple of big buckets for Green in this first half off the bench. Abby Yonner, pull-up jumper from the foul line. Buckles off the right side of the rim. No good. Rebound, Unitigo. Harley Bertzel over midcourt and the Storm logo here at Unadilla Valley with 25 seconds to go. And then they try to go to the right again, and it's tapped away. Green is definitely aware of that, Rich.
Every single time they go to the right-hand side, and they're over here yelling to do a bounce pass. I don't even know if a bounce pass would work in that situation.
Yeah, Green's just ready for it. McCoy on the right side, high post, no, tapped away, but it goes right back to McCoy. Left side, Harley Bertzel, wide open for three, but it's off the mark. Rebound for Green. Abby Yonner to Callie Knapp with 10 seconds left in the first half. Knapp over midcourt, finds Lila Beifeld. Punches it to the interior, stolen away, ball is loose, it's a hot potato. 2 seconds left, Knapp for three, at the buzzer, it's good. Callie Knapp banks in a three to give Green the lead at the half, and Coach Gorton is thrilled. Wow, what a shot there, Rich.
Yeah, I mean, I said to the audience I wasn't going to yell and scream. That's one of those shots where if you're at home and you're watching on TV, you go, ah! Yeah, it was a great shot.
Broken play. She ran onto it, chucked it up, banks it in from straight away. And Green leads Unitigo 17-16 at the half. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Getting in a car accident.
Recovery.com. Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We are back, Nate. Well, here we go, buddy.
Hey, there we are. I had to go over and give out an award to Ryan Wright from Afton. I had an award for him. I hadn't seen him, hadn't been able to catch him. I saw him walking off the court. I said, I'm going for it.
I just didn't want there to be dead air there. All my journalism classes, I got told, don't have dead air. So I was going to be like, I'm Nate Lowe.
I knew I was leaving it in the hands of a pro, so we're all good. Well, now, welcome everybody into the Morabito Energy Report, halftime report here. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. All right, scoring summary in the first half. First for Green as they lead 17-16 over Unitigo here in the Mac Girls Championship game. Abby Yonner has 6 points, Molly Cornell with four, Callie Knapp with three, Laya Beifeld with three, Mia Yonner with one. On the other side for Unitigo, 7 for Lizzie Kraft, 4 for Avery James, 2 for Bailey McCoy, 3 for Harley Bertzel, and Rich is going to bring in some of our other stats, rebounds, steals, assists, you name it. What do we got,
well,
Rich?
It just looks like that Abby Yonner's really just filling the stat sheet here. Right, as she's also the leading scorer for Green, but she's the leading rebounder, and she has the most steals. She's just got, filling the stat sheet with 4 rebounds, 4 steals. She's got an assist and a block, and she's the leading scorer for the Spartans. She just seems to really stick out right now for the Green Trojans. On the Unitigo side, Avery James has got 4 rebounds. Besides that, Kraft has a few rebounds, an assist and a steal. But, Look at the score. It's 17-16. Lots of turnovers and just not a lot of great stats at the moment.
It's one of those games, whenever these two teams get together, I don't think you're necessarily going to see someone go off for 30-15. It's not going to be one of those games. Whoever wins today is going to have, a leading score. To me, coming in, I'm thinking, whoever has the leading score of like 14, and if someone could get 8-9 rebounds, like that's going to be a big game on this stage, because these two teams, I don't know, they just kind of, it's like they, for lack of a better word, they muck it up against each other, you know? It's kind of just like it's hard to get open space. It's hard to do anything.
They both play very similar style defense. They both play a 2-3 zone that extend out, and they'll double down when it gets into the paint. So, and neither team has great, like this one great shooter. So they actually kind of match up really well. So that's why you're not going to have this big, huge scoring affair out here. And, you know, you're probably going to have someone like a Yonner that's going to fill up the stat sheet, and Kraft on the other side is going to probably fill up the stat sheet just because of their size, and they're always around the basket and always have the ball.
Of course, we want to thank all our special sponsors. It is the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, but some of our green sponsors today, Shenango Sales and Green, glad to have them on board for today's broadcast. Wrench's Village Auto Service of Green, so glad to have them as well. Some of our Delhi sponsors for later today, Clark Farms Creamery of Delhi, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, as well as Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton. And, of course, more of our Unitego sponsors, including Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Otigo Family Dental in Otigo and Oneonta, and Village Variety in Unadilla. So, Rich, Rich and I are going to take a quick break. Our halftime score is Green 17, Unitego 16. Matt Girls Championship game will be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. So we get you set for the start of the third quarter from UV. It's the Unitego girls and Green here in the MAC championship. Green leading by one, 17-16 at the break. We're going to have a special third quarter only analyst here. And our our good friend Ryan Mahana from SUNY Morrisville Women's Basketball. Coach, thanks for coming on.
It's bittersweet. The SUNY Morrisville Women's Basketball season is over. As of last night. Very proud of them. Some young women who were playing on this court a year ago, playing at a high level, doing really well. So we're really proud of them.
It is. It's fun to see how many locals you have and how well they're doing there.
Yeah, but I'm happy to be here with these two teams. I saw the last matchup, also close, also low scoring, competitive. So I'm excited.
Before we jump back in, your thoughts on a back-and-forth first half? We were saying it's so hard to find any space to do anything out there.
There's very little rhythm. It's going to come down to take care of the basketball. If you have possessions that don't at least get a shot on the rim, that might bank in even, then it's going to get tough. If the team that takes care of it is going to win here.
All set to go to start this third quarter. Ryan will be with me for the whole third quarter. Don't worry, Rich isn't far away. He's still right here with us. Greg is doing stats. We got the full WCDO crew today helping us out.
Need a bigger booth.
Yeah, we really do here. But, hey, UV can't complain. They are doing a great job hosting these four games today. Unitego with the ball. Bailey McCoy stuck in a tough spot and then threw it away. Here's Callie Knapp on a breakaway layup. Good defense by Harley Versal to get back, but Claire Flanagan was there to put it up and in.
I hate to say right on time, but there's a turnover, 2 points.
19-16 here for the Green Trojans. Harley Versal into the corner now for Lizzie Kraft as they go left to right. They're in the green with white trim. Harley, wide open three here, just a little short. And the rebound for Josie Dutcher gets tied up and Green has it. To you, Ryan, does it feel like Green is daring Unitego to shoot from the outside a little bit? Kind of taking away that high post.
It's worked for them all season. And yes, they're gonna live with perimeter jump shooting.
Now a steal by Unitego. Caitlin Henn grabs it. Outlet pass, Bailey McCoy. Minute gone here in the third quarter, and they go to Harley Burtzel. Now to the high post for Lizzie Kraft. Finding Bailey McCoy, who shoots so well in this gym. The last three times she's been here, well over 20 points. Inside for Madison Burtzel, blocked by Flanagan out of bounds. Just seems like Green can throw so many athletes at you from all over the place. Tough.
I would keep the ball way from the baseline. The baseline's not a place they're going to be able to attack.
Here's Lizzie Kraft off the inbounds pass. Her jumper is short and a rebound for Green.
There's so much length down there. The quality of shots are going to come from the wings and in the elbow area.
Trojans have it going right to left. Looking to avenge a loss last year to Unitego in this very same game. Unitego looking for three in a row here today. That's what's on the line. Pass to the inside for Mia Yonner, deflected out of bounds. We'll stay with the Trojans. 9 on the shot clock here. Again, welcome in the MAC Girls Championship. Special guest in this third quarter, Ryan Mahana from SUNY Morrisville Women's Basketball. He's the assistant coach there. Trojans have it. Into the paint for Mia Yonner. The freshman kicks one out for Josie Dutcher. 4 on the shot clock. Let's see if they're aware. Flanagan, a pass inside and nowhere to go. Rolls out of bounds and back to Unitego.
Shots on the rim, Nate.
Why does it feel like a three-point deficit is about 15 right now?
Because of my initial point. But baskets are going to be hard to come by. If you're throwing it into the bleachers, it's even harder.
Unitego with the ball. Harley Burtzel now to Madison Burtzel. And her pass was deflected and taken away by Callie Knapp, who's off to the races and is fouled in transition. And Knapp has been just so tough here to start this third quarter.
I'm checking with our stats here. How many turnovers do we have to start this quarter?
Oh, only positive stats here on CDO.
Only positive stats here on CDO, but it is unfortunate that both teams, 4 turnovers start the quarter, get stuck.
Yeah, the defense has been there just swarming. And here's Callie Knapp at the line. It's good. So Callie Knapp with 4 points now. The junior who hit the game winner in the regular season matchup between these two teams stole the ball at midcourt and went in for a layup as time expired. That game was at Unitego. Second shot for Knapp is good.
I love that policy. Only positive stats. We should do that.
It works well.
It would
well.
Help my blood pressure. Yeah, I love that.
5:50 to go in the third quarter now. Green with their biggest lead of the game at 21-16.
There you go.
Good pass down low from Lizzie to Caitlin Henn. Nowhere to go. It was partially blocked. Back out Lizzie to Bailey McCoy. A 3 left side just off the front of the rim. Rebound Mia Yonner. And Unitego, not much rhythm here to start this third.
You finally get a good look from the wing and you rush it because you're so excited you got it.
Pass to the high post here for Mia Yonner. Down low for Abby and off her foot. Out of bounds going back to Unitego. If you're Unitego, how do you not feel kind of panicked here, even though it's only a 5-point game?
Trust in each other. It's a long season. They've been here before. You know, you would hope that they would understand that each possession has, you know, standalone value, getting a timeout here so they can maybe run some action.
Timeout taken
getting
by Unitego.
One.
Yeah, we'll take a break. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Unitego trailing 21-16 against Green in the MAC Championship on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So, welcome back, everybody. 5:20 to go, third quarter. And Green leading 21-16 over Unitigo here from UV in the MAC Girls Basketball Championship game. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Ryan Mahana, our special guest here in the third quarter, coach from SUNY Morrisville Women's Basketball. And now another steal by Green. The defense has been tough. Blair Flanagan ahead, but it's taken back by Harley Bertzel. Great hustle back to sweep it away. Bertzel down the right side as Green goes left to right. Now finds Harley, or to Madison, I should say, far side Bailey McCoy. Being patient on the ball movement out of the timeout here. Lizzie Kraft to the high post, and a foul on Green. And that's tough. Anytime Lizzie's had that ball at the high post, two or three white jerseys around her at all times.
Yeah. She attacked the middle. Like, she attacked the paint with her right hand towards the foul line space instead of trying to force it along the baseline. I think that helps because her passing angles are better when she does get jammed up.
Want to thank our special sponsors, including Shenango Sales in Green, as here's a steal by Green at midcourt. Josie Dutcher, the breakaway, and she hits. And Josie Dutcher now with her first basket. She's their leading scorer. Been coming from elsewhere, and now it's 23-16. Green on top as Unitigo has not scored in the second half. And now a foul on Josie Dutcher here on a reach-in.
They do keep a stat called points off turnover. So we can go positive there for Green. It's 7 right now this quarter.
Yeah, the defense has really turned into offense for them.
Yep.
So Unitigo has it. And they're in a tough spot right now. And it feels like they just need to see one go through the hoop. Avery James, high post for Lizzie Kraft. Gets tied up in a jump ball. Is going to give it back to Green. Some more of our special sponsors today include Wrench's Village Auto Service of Green, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, Benson Agency Real Estate of Oneonta, and Gavin's Pizzeria and Macho's Tacos in Sydney. So Green over midcourt, going to Claire Flanagan as they go right to left, and the halftime adjustments have worked well for the Trojans. Josie Dutcher in the corner for two, yes. Count it there for the Trojans.
Those ones you just have to live with, long two early in the shot clock. That's just fortunate shot-making.
25-16, Green with their biggest lead of the game. Unitigo desperately trying to hang on. Passing down low for Lizzie Kraft. And she's swarmed everywhere she goes. Lizzie's been sitting on 7 points for quite a while. Good ball movement here for Unitigo. Pass to the interior. Back out Harley Bertzel for three. Rattles in and out. Rebound out of bounds. We'll stay with the Spartans.
Like you said, they just need to see one go through the hoop. Just one. Maybe get...
Yeah, they just...
reversed the call there. Yeah, they just need to see one go down before this quarter ends.
So the ball's going to go back to Green here. Originally was going to go with Unitigo, but now back to the Trojans, who have owned this third quarter with 3.5 to go in the third. Josie Dutcher finding Callie Knapp. A pass down low for Mia Yonner. Her pass was deflected as she tried to find Abby. Here's Harley Bertzel in transition. Dribbled it off her foot, but it looks like we're going to have a foul in between. So Harley was taking off down the floor and was fouled by Callie Knapp, who was trying to hustle back. And so for Unitigo here, can they get a little run late in the third, trailing 25-16? Spartans with the ball. They find Harley Bertzel, steps through, and it's stripped. And Green has it with Callie Knapp in the backcourt. Coming across the midcourt timeline to the left for Josie Dutcher, now back to Knapp at the top of the key. 3:10 to go here in the third. Green taking their time on this possession. They find Abby Yonner on the baseline, and her jumper falls. Good jumper for Abby. She's got 8 points. And it's 27-16, and it's been all Green here in this third quarter. Unitigo still has not scored. Harley Bertzel finds Lizzie Kraft. Spin move, kick out. Lizzie again in the corner, gets it back on the baseline, and then They'll say it's a foul on the floor. Do you feel like Lizzie, it feels like she feels she needs to take over. What do you think?
It's a natural instinct if you're the most physically dominant player and one of the best scorers in the league when your team can't put it in the hoop to just force something. She has to avoid that instinct. They're one foul away, I think, from the bonus here. So, you know, just finish this quarter out. They've had a long jumper going and one dropping. You know, they can't let that panic them.
Here's Lizzie Kraft again on the baseline. Skips it over. Good pass to Avery James. Now to Bailey McCoy. Steps in. Good extra pass again to Caitlin Henn. And then she traveled. Great ball movement and just unlucky there for Unitigo.
I got to say, if you're listening right now and you're a Spartans fan, I apologize. If you want me to leave now before the quarter's over, I will. Because if you're a Trojans fan, the opposite, I'll say, I guess. But it has been a one-way story since I've been sitting here, Nate.
2.5 to go in the third. Yeah, Ryan Mahana, our special guest here for the third quarter, Morrisville women's basketball assistant coach. He's witnessed a big change here for Green as they lead 27-16. Here's Abby Yonner down low, kicking one over to Molly Cornell. Into the corner for Josie Dutcher, just holds on to it. And we got a three-second call on Green, giving it back to Unitigo. Can the Spartans chip away a little bit here before the end of the third quarter and not panic too much?
Under 10.
Spartans have it. They come across midcourt. McCoy to the right side. Wants Avery James. Finds her there. She's immediately double-teamed. They go to Lizzie. That's down low in the paint. We got a foul. And so Lizzie now will head to the line.
Caught it at the nail fouling area. Ripped away from where the ball came from. Right? Got to the line.
So a good chance here for Lizzie Kraft as the Unitigo fans have been pretty quiet over on that far side for much of this third quarter. Lizzie settles in. First shot good at the line for Lizzie. 8 points for her. It's 27-17 with 2 minutes to go in the third. Lizzie settling in. Second shot is good.
Free throws always solve your offensive woes, that's for sure.
27-18. It's not out of reach yet for Unitigo, but they have work to do late here in the third with 1:55 to go here in this third frame.
Realistic to get it to five here, Nate, with two stops.
Lila Beifeld has it right corner. Back out, Josie Dutcher. 15 on the shot clock for the Trojans. And then it's taken away here by Bailey McCoy.
There's one.
Spartans have it. They come across midcourt. Harley Burtzel now to Avery James. Big possession here for Unitigo. Back up top to Bailey McCoy with 1.5 minutes to go in the third. Down low, Gracie Tilt picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Gets it back to Avery James. Ball on the floor and then taken away by Green. A steal there by Molly Cornell.
Baseline is death, Nate.
Ahead now for Josie Dutcher, and she lost it to Lizzie Kraft. Kraft in transition. Ahead now for Gracie Tilt. Up off the glass. No, won't go. Rebound Green. Unitigo with two good chances there, but unfortunately they don't capitalize if you're a Spartans fan. So, minute to go in the third. We'll step away. Timeout taken by Green. It's 27-18. Green on top of Unitigo. Mac Girls Championship on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, just under a minute to go in the third quarter. Mac Girls Championship game here, live from Unadilla Valley, 27-18. Green Girls on top of Unitigo. It was a one-point game at the half. What's been the difference here for Green, Ryan, in this third quarter?
They're forcing turnovers and scoring off them. You know, a couple long jumpers, a couple run-out layups. It was a big possession here, though.
Green with the ball. Unitigo needs a stop here to try to get some momentum. Late in the third, here's Molly Cornell. Got it. Another big jumper from the corner.
Great timeout coming out of there, Green. Gets good possession. Then danger zone, 2 points.
29-18 now. Green leading Unitigo with 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Back up near midcourt, Harley Bertzel to Avery James. High post now, knocked away. Lila Beifeld got her hand in there. Here comes Green down the left side of the floor. Into the corner, pump fakes. Molly Cornell, step up jumper, left it short.
Those are the shots that coaches get gray hairs from.
Coach Gorton did kind of put his hand up in the air after that one. 13 seconds left. Pass down low for Gracie Tilt. Up top, Avery James. Harley Bertzel right side. Inside now for Kraft. Up off the glass, she got it. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. A full court heave for Green is a little short. 9-point game going into the fourth. Just what you said, got to get it to 10. 29-20, Unitigo girls lead Green. Final thoughts before we sign off for you, Ryan.
A lot of basketball left. You know, they should not panic. Don't let the 9-point deficit feel like you have to hit a 9-pointer. Meaning, like, it's not going to be solved in one possession. So don't let those possessions be poor because you're feeling that. That last possession there, went around, used good ball fakes, short corner touch, dive, layup.
Right. Yeah, well said.
Patience. They're going to get good shots. They got to put them in, but they can't turn it over. I mean, this is the case with both teams, but that was the story of that quarter. You know, all of Green's good quality buckets were off a turnover. So
yeah.
We'll have to see. It's a veteran group of winners here with Unitigo and 8 minutes.
Yeah, fourth quarter coming up. We'll take a break. Thank you again, Ryan. 29-20 our score. Green girls on top in the MAC championship over Unitigo. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Rich Turnbull back with us now as our special guest. Ryan Mahana came in there for the third quarter, but Rich, good to have you back.
I'm back. I just took a couple laps around the school. This is a beautiful facility.
Beautiful, isn't it? It's great. Glad to have these games here. Green down low to start this fourth quarter. It's knocked away, and here comes Lizzie Kraft on a rebound. And can Unitigo chip back in? Here is Harley Bertzel trying to pass down low here for Lizzie Kraft. Back up to Harley into the near side for Gracie Tilt. Inside now for Lizzie Kraft. Up off the glass. It's too strong. Tilt with a rebound and a foul. And Gracie Tilt is going to shoot two. Rich, what were your thoughts on that third quarter there? Green just kind of pulled away a little bit.
So Green just played their basketball game and just continued to put pressure on Unitigo. Unitigo got no shots at all, and they just really haven't changed much. And Unitigo seems to be just not getting good shots and not taking it to the basket very well. And, you know, Green just pulled away. And the one girl that I really liked in the first half hit a couple big shots there again. Her name's, I'm drawing a blank, number 10.
Yeah, Molly Cornell.
Molly Cornell. I really like her game. She's played pretty well today.
Gracie Tilt goes 0 for 2 at the line here for Unitigo. You needed those, but they do get the rebound. Now to Avery James on the far side. Lizzie Kraft, pull-up jumper, and that won't go. And boy, Unitigo just can't buy a bucket. But here's McCoy back to Kraft. Oh, rolls off the front of the rim. Won't go down. But Lizzie to the line, and boy, Unitigo's working hard here, Rich.
They really are working hard, and they're just getting nothing to fall. And I think they're getting frustrated. The body language of the Unitigo Spartans is just not really that good right now. They just almost look like they're playing to get the game over with a little bit for me.
Kraft cannot get the first shot to go. Second one coming. I want to thank all our special sponsors, including Clapper Construction of Otigo, Village Variety in Unadilla, Otigo Family Dental in Otigo and Oneonta, as Lizzie hits the second shot there. as well as Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber in Sydney, and Tax Resolution in Otigo. Also, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Glad to have them as one of our sponsors for all games here today. Here is Abby Yonner. Pull-up jumper in the paint. It's short. Second chance for Abby, and she's fouled with 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 29-21. Still feels like a lot of basketball left to be played. Green ahead here at the moment.
That was a good example of how the game has gone for both teams right there. She got an easier look and then got her own rebound and got even a better look. So Green is getting better shots than Unitigo, and Unitigo's just getting no clean looks. The Green defense has really just buckled down here and played really well. I've been impressed also with Green's Kaylee Knapp, a high-energy player, and just putting a lot of pressure on McCoy up in the front.
Second shot for Abby Yonner, no good. Rebound Unitigo. Still a nine-point game with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 30-21. Green girls leading Unitigo here. Live from Unadilla Valley. Thanks for listening as well on WCDOsports.com. That's all brought to you by SFCU. To the right side now, Harley Bertzel, big-time three, dials it up, no, rolls off the front of the rim, rebound Unitigo. They're doing a great job here on the glass. Back out, Harley Bertzel. Harley with a baseline pass here, finding Lizzie Kraft there in the left corner. Steps through, Lizzie, the jumper, no, and a rebound, Abby Yonner. And Unitigo continues to struggle to find a bucket. Here's Callie Knapp trying to go coast to coast. Takes it inside and is fouled as she goes up for the left-handed layup. And now we got a bloody nose for Josie Dutcher on the far side. So with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter, we'll keep it right here. 30-21 is our score. Dutcher's going to have to go over to the bench. Callie Knapp will step to the line here. But it gives us a chance to welcome in all our listeners again on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU, and thank some other sponsors, including Morabito Gresham Insurance, Jess House Building Supplies in Sydney Center, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, and Morabito Energy Products.
So if I'm not mistaken, it was Knapp that hit the shot at the end of the buzzer.
Yes.
To end the half, and she just has come out with a ball of fire for the second half. It just continues to play with a lot of energy, takes it right to the basket. I really like her defense for Green as well.
Callie Knapp, one of their unsung heroes, cannot get this shot at the line. We mentioned it earlier, but she also hit the game winner in the regular season with a steal and a breakaway layup at the buzzer.
She just has a lot of energy around her. She's always smiling, talking to her teammates. She's a kind of just a, one of those fun players to watch.
And second shot is up and good for Callie Knapp. So Callie with 6 points now. Very balanced scoring for the Green Trojans. It's 31-21 with 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. High post here for Lizzie Kraft. Steps through and is fouled. Lizzie's upset with herself here. Rich wanted that layup and knows that the team needs it.
She's almost putting a lot of pressure on herself to get those and ones, and it's just really kind of unfair to herself to put that much pressure on her. And, it's kind of affected her at the foul line, too. She's missed a couple of gimmies here.
Oh, Lizzie in and out there. Normally a very good foul shooter.
She's really emotionally right now. She needs to calm down, take a deep breath, and hit this one.
Second one for Lizzie is good. Lizzie's up to 13, averages right around 18, 19 a game. They're going to need all of that to get back in it here if you're a Unitigo fan. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's 31-22. Green on top. Still feels like a very close game. Right side now, Claire Flanagan. Back out for Lila Byfeld. Byfeld looking for options. Stripped to the basketball. It's loose on the floor. Both teams fighting for it there. We got a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it with Green.
It's almost Green is just daring them to use up all their energy. You guys just work really, really, really hard. We're going to do what we need to do to win. That's what it feels like to me. You guys just do all this craziness. We're just going to play basic basketball, and we're going to win this game.
Yeah, Green, again, all year, comes in with a record of 17-1. They don't do anything fancy. It's just good, clean, fundamental-type basketball. Right corner here for Callie Knapp. Trying to get it to the high post. They got five on the shot clock. They finally get it over to Abby Yonner. A turnaround shot is good for Abby. 11 now for Yonner. Huge bucket. And it's 33-22 with 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. And here is Avery James. The reverse far side now for Bailey McCoy to Gracie Tilt. Here is Harley Bertzel for three. Left it short. And again, Unitigo getting the looks they need, but haven't been able to put it in. And the three-peat is in jeopardy right now. Unitico's won the last two MAC championships for the girls. Green trying to get some revenge from a year ago. Down low again for Abby Yonner, blocked out of bounds by Lizzie Kraft with 4:40 to go, fourth quarter.
Again, like Unitico's kind of like yelling at each other. They're kind of like they don't have great body language now. Right now, Green is just playing good, solid, clean basketball.
Pass inside for Abby Yonner. She missed it. Molly Cornell, Johnny on the spot, puts it up and in. And Cornell's got 8 points. Makes it 35-22 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Green on top. Pass to the high post for Gracie Tilt. Now to Bailey McCoy. McCoy to find Harley Burtzel on the baseline here for Gracie Tilt. Back out Burtzel. Splits two defenders and then threw it away. And, oh, it was deflected at the last minute, so it'll stay with Unitego. A lot of special sponsors here for this Unitego. Also the Sydney game later, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Sydney and Delhi coming up next. Clapper Construction of Otego. Tax Resolutions in Otego as well as Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Into the right corner now here for Bailey McCoy. And back up, Harley Burtzel. And straightaway three as the shot clock was expiring. Wouldn't go. Rebound for Bailey McCoy. You got to give it to Unitego. They're fighting with everything they got. Inside for Kraft, and she finishes on the left low block. Timeout, Unitego. Kraft's got 15. Just under 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It is Green 35, Unitego 24. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
What? 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 35-24. As the Green girls are on top of Unitego here with 4 minutes to go. Can Unitego save their season? Green has the basketball, and they'll look to bring it up here with Callie Knapp. Knapp will come across the midcourt timeline here to the right side now for Callie Knapp. For Claire Flanagan, inside for Mia Yonner. Her shot, no, and Lizzie with a rebound. Lizzie in the backcourt to find Bailey McCoy across the half-court timeline. Bounce pass here, Avery James. James back up now for Harley Burtzel. Bounce pass for Bailey McCoy. Taking their time here. They're going to have to try to get a good look. I think this is a huge possession here for the Spartans. Double teamed. Kraft in the corner, threw it away. Harley into the backcourt. We got an over and back with 3:15 left. And the frustration continues here for the Spartans, Rich.
Green has done a really good job of keeping Unitego out of the paint for since the first quarter. Every shot that Unitego's really taken has come from the three-point line or a mid-range jump shot, and that is just really not their game. They like to get the ball to the basket with Kraft and McCoy going to the basket. Nothing has opened up for Unitego at all today.
Into the left corner here for Callie Knapp, far side, as Green goes right to left. They're in the white uniforms, the green trim. Here's Claire Flanagan, a three from downtown in the corner, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans with 3 minutes left.
I mean, 11 points in 3 minutes is not that hard to do. You just got to chip it down here, probably get it to six by minute and a half, make it a game here.
Green looking for their first MAC championship since 2008 for the girls, and Abby Yonner adds to it there. She's got 13. 37-24. It was a one-point game at the half. This year's Kraft taking it inside, can't get the shot to go. She'll go back to the line, but it has been a Green second half to remember here, Rich. Last year, it was Green in the first half. Unitego had the monster second half to win. This year, it's almost like roles have reversed, and Green has had the big second half.
just I keep on saying, just, you know, as a coach or as a fan, you always can kind of just tell how a team's doing by their body language. Unitigo looks kind of upset. They look angry. That when they pass the ball, they're throwing it with an extra zip, like they're really, really upset. And Green is just playing very nonchalant, like just happy to be here. And everything's going their way.
Kraft goes 2-for-2, 17 now for Lizzie, with 2:45 to go in the fourth. The timeout's taken. It's 37-26. Green is on top of Unitigo in the MAC Girls Championship game. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:45 left. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Game one of four. Can you believe it, Rich? Four in a row. We haven't done the old marathon in a long time, and here we are.
But this is a basketball savant's dream, Nate Lull. I'm excited to be here all day.
I think it's been probably 3 or 4 years, maybe even five, since we did our quadruple header. As a lot of the games weren't in the same spot. But now they are, and here we are. Glad to bring it to you here on WCDO. Claire Flanagan in the corner. Her shot for Green is off the mark, and a rebound for Unitigo. They still have life, but they're going to have to hit some shots. Here's Kraft on a great pass from Harley Burtzel, and the foul. Kraft is up to 19, and she's going to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
That's probably the first sense of positive energy Unitigo's had since about the first quarter. It was a great pass by Harley Burtzel. Got it on right on like a Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce pass in the Super Bowl. Right on target, and she finishes well. I bet you she makes the foul shot now because the energy is so much better for them.
Kraft at the line. Good.
There's so much you could say about just energy in basketball games. When there's positive energy, positive things happen. And that's what's happening right now for Unitigo. They're going to crawl back into this.
2:18 to go in the fourth, and Green's going to take a timeout. 37-29. And Unitigo trailing here to the Green girls in the MAC Championship. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Don't forget, we'll have our post-game show after this, and up next is the MAC Boys Basketball Championship game featuring Sydney and Delhi. That's at about 3 o'clock. Full court pressure now from Unitigo out of the timeout with the Green girls leading 37-29. Trying to bring home their first MAC championship since 2008. Inside pass here. Abby Yonner threw it away. And, well, they're going to say it was tipped, and it will stay with Green here. What with 2:04 left.
What you're seeing is a little bit of a change in tempo here. They're also playing man-to-man defense, which is giving Unitigo just a little bit more spark.
Trojans inside, and Abby Yonner is fouled on the inbounds play at the right low block. I got to say, I'll take a personal moment here. Abby with 13 points for Green. She came to us last year, wanted to play AAU with us, with the Armadillos team, and her older sister Peyton was playing with us. It was so nice to have Abby, and it's cool to see her doing so well this season. She worked hard. She kind of always felt like she was a little bit in Peyton's shadow the last few years, but Abby coming to play here today, and there's the broadcaster's jinx that she can't hit the first foul shot, but the Yonners, just a great family. and love to see them having some success in all their sports this year.
I've had the luxury of taking a personal moment. I worked with her mother for years at the school. That second shot was much better because she used her legs and got a little bit more arc. You can tell her that in AAU.
Yeah, we teach all those things at the fancy AAU practices that we have. So
that first shot was a very line drive shot. The second shot, she used her legs and got some good arc on the ball. It was a much better shot.
So Green leads 38-29 with 2 minutes to go now. Unitico with the ball and a foul near midcourt as Josie Dutcher was going for a steal and went hip-to-hip there with Harley Bertzel.
See, I was just getting ready to say, that wasn't a horrible foul by Unitico because it stops the clock. Doesn't put a great foul shooter on the foul line, and she misses one, so they only got 1 point on that possession. For Green, you don't want to foul here, stop the clock, so that was a bad foul. For Unitico, you're going to see some more fouls now. For Green, you don't want to foul. So that's how the flow of the games are going to go for us for the rest of the way out here.
Here's Harley Bertzel at the line, and the gym gets eerily quiet as the first one is good for Harley. 4 points now for Harley. And the second one is coming. It's an 8-point game, 38-30. Just under 2 minutes to go. Harley can't get the second one to go, and a rebound here from Mia Yonner. Into the safe hands of Molly Cornell. Cornell down the left side of the floor. Dribbles out of trouble. Back up top. Cornell to the right side. Trying to go inside for Mia Yonner. It's tapped out of bounds, and it's going to go to Unitico with a 1:43 left. Spartans have life here, Rich, but this is a huge possession.
Yeah, their man-to-man defense, full court, is just giving them some life, and they're getting some easier looks at the basket here.
McCoy over midcourt, goes to Harley Bertzel. Back up top for Madison Bertzel, and she's fouled. And Unitico's going to be shooting the rest of the way, so this will send Madison Bertzel to the line. Our team foul situation, 5 now for Green, and only 3 for Unitico. So, again, Unitico shooting the rest of the way.
That might be the first time I've seen Coach Gorton show a little of emotion today, yelling at his top of the zone to quit fouling on the very top. Let them make that pass. And he's absolutely right. Just let them have the pass out there. You don't have to foul, be so aggressive up there.
Madison Bertzel cannot hit the first foul shot. Foul shooting has been tough down the stretch here for the Spartans. Second shot also no good. Rebound for Green, and then a foul on Lizzie Kraft on the rebound as she was fighting for that one. And you need everything to go right in these scenarios, right, Rich? When you're down, you need to hit foul shots. You need to get a couple of steals, maybe a call here and there. So these foul shots by Unitico down the stretch certainly hurting. Here's Callie Knapp in the backcourt trying to dribble out of trouble. And we got a foul on Unitico.
Again, not a bad foul. Minute 30 left. It's a couple possession game. You got to make that foul. They seem to be upset with that. But you don't. You got to make a foul there, and you got to make Green make the foul shot. It's not a bad foul.
This is also going to send Knapp to the line. So both teams with 5 team fouls each. That foul was on Bailey McCoy, her second personal, as Callie Knapp will settle in at the line. Knapp first shot is good for Green.
If you're Unitico, you just got to extend this game out now. So you just got to make this a long game in the gym. You know, you're going to have to foul quickly, and, you know, you're just going to have to take these foul shots.
Second shot for Knapp at the line. Boy, shooter's touch. She gets it. Knapp with 8. Back down the floor, Bailey McCoy, right side. Into the corner for Harley Bertzel. They trail by 10 with a minute 20 left and a steal by Green. And then a reach-in foul, and Knapp is going back to the line with 1:20 left.
Unitico just not getting into the right spot. In the first quarter, they kept on getting the ball right to Lizzie Kraft in the middle of that zone. They really have gone away from it. Again, right there, dribbling into the corner, and Green coming down and playing great defense, and Knapp going to the line again. Knapp's played a great game for Green today. She's been a pretty solid player.
Just does a little bit of everything. As Knapp to the line, rolls in, swirled all the way around the rim before popping down.
She's always smiling. She looks like she's having the best time on the court right now. She's just happy to be here making all the plays.
A lot of these Green players also play field hockey in the fall. Had a very good field hockey season. She's got 10 points now, and that makes the second. They're the same on the field hockey field, just smiling, having fun, hard workers. So it's 42-30. Green on top of Unitico with a 1:10 left. Turnaround shot, Lizzie Kraft. It's blocked. Kraft gets it back up and finds Harley Bertzel. Good pass down low, finds Gracie Tilt, and the layup won't go. And that's the kind of second half it's been for Unitigo. Back out for Kraft, into the paint, puts it up, is fouled, and hits the shot. Kraft with 22, she's not going to go quietly here.
Even when Knapp fouls Kraft, she's smiling and laughing. What do you want me to do, coach?
Yeah, so hard. I mean, they've thrown everything in the kitchen sink at Lizzie Kraft today, and she's still got 22 points.
So if you're Green, you take that possession, right, because Unitigo took about 20, 25 seconds off the clock there and really didn't get much out of it.
Kraft can't get that foul shot. Rebound, Maddie Burtzel. Works one out. They go to Bailey McCoy on the far side. Now for Maddie Burtzel, blocked, and Green will come away with it with 45 seconds left. And we're going to have a jump ball, or are we going to have a foul here?
They got a foul.
All right, so Josie Dutcher is going to go to the line. Dutcher bouncing back from that bloody nose she had earlier in the second half here. Maddie Burtzel is going to sub out here. Maddie Burtzel to the line, and you can see some of the tears starting a little bit here for this Unitigo team. Timeout is taken by Green.
Smart timeout by Coach Gordon. Smart timeout.
Yeah, let's keep it right here with 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 42-32 our score. This screen on top of Unitigo. Want to thank some of our special sponsors here before we continue forward during this timeout here. As of course, want to thank some of our Green sponsors, Shenango Sales in Green, as well as Wrench's Village Auto Service of Green. Clark Farms Creamery of Delhi, they'll be sponsoring that Delhi and Sydney game coming up. Glad to have them along, as well as Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi. Cohen and Fraser Builders in Unadilla and Franklin. Green's Long River Inn of Unadilla. Clapper Construction of Otigo. Tax Resolutions also in Otigo. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. And Gavin's Pizzeria and Macho's Tacos in Sydney. Josie Dutcher to the line here for Green. Their leading scorer this season, and the first shot is good for Josie.
That was just
now for her.
That was just a strategy timeout. Coach Gordon just saying, all right, this is what we're going to do for the rest of the way out. He brought his entire team out of the foul line area, so they're already setting up their defense. He's probably telling them, do not foul, any of that kind of stuff.
And we got a violation here on Unitigo with 45 seconds left. And Josie's going to get to come back and do it again here.
I don't think I've ever seen that in my life. There's not a single Green person in the foul lane here. And the referee called a lane violation on Unitigo.
Second shot, no good. And a rebound here for Lizzie Kraft with 40 seconds left. Again, Green trying to rewrite some history here. They lost in this game a year ago. They haven't won the MAC since 2008 on the girls' side. Lizzie Kraft. To the interior, they throw it away. It's off the hands, though, of Abby Yonner with 28 seconds left. Green leading 43-32.
Just playing very frantic. And Green is just very calm.
Unitigo will look to get it in, and they do to Avery James. She wants a three, just a little short. Rebound McCoy. Back out Harley Burtzel. Coming up on 20 seconds left. It's knocked away. And Green will have the ball here. Kelly Knapp in the backcourt. Knapp to the left side, across midcourt with 13 seconds left. Knapp will bring it out, and the Green fans are on their feet. Revenge from a year ago for the Green Trojans. Knapp is just going to hold on to it, and that'll do it. Green wins 43-32 to win the 2024 MAC Girls Basketball Championship game. They mob out onto the court, and the Trojans have done it here, Rich. A great performance. Again, nothing flashy from Green, but they get the job done.
I'm impressed with Green. I'm looking forward to watching them play in sectionals. They just did everything right. They made the right plays. They didn't really relent under pressure. They made the right timeouts. They made the foul shots when they needed to make foul shots. They played the game the right way, Nate, and it was really a pleasure to watch them. It was a great time today.
Rich and I are going to keep it right here. We're going to do the whole post-game show, and then we'll take a break between this game and the next game, which will be the Delhi boys and Sydney in the MAC championship on the boys' side. Let's do our scoring summary first for Unitigo. 22 points. It's a game high for Lizzie Kraft. And then the rest of the way was 4 for Harley Burtzel, 4 for Avery James, 2 for Bailey McCoy. What do you got on their side for Unitigo in terms of the extra stats here?
Which was kind of a surprise. The leading rebounder today for Unitigo is Bailey McCoy with 8 rebounds. And she's usually one that scores a lot more for Unitigo. She was kind of silent today. But she did have a good rebounding day out of the guard position. The steal leader was Harley Burtzel. And, of course, Lizzie Kratz with 6 rebounds, kind of filling the stat sheet. Played a pretty good game and just didn't have enough supporting cast around her today. And Green pulled it out.
Great balance for Green on the other side. 14 points for Abby Yonner, 10 for Callie Knapp, 8 for Molly Cornell, off the bench, I should say, 5 for Josie Dutcher, 3 for Lila Byfeld, 2 for Claire Flanagan, 1 for Mia Yonner. Great balance. What about their extra stats, Rich?
Abby Yonner had 9 rebounds and 4 steals, so she probably has, in the running right now for player of the game. She played really, really well. I was impressed with Kelly Knapp all game. She had a lot of points, and she had 8 steals. She was really key on the top of that zone. Made a couple silly fouls that she was smiling at Coach Gordon about at the end of the game, but she had a lot of great pressure on McCoy. You could see that in the stat book, right? Knapp had 8 steals. McCoy had 2 points. I think that's the difference in the game today, because McCoy was really that senior leader that Green or that Unitigo has been dependent upon ever since I've seen Unitigo play, and she only had 2 points, and Callie Knapp had 8 steals. Big time game today for Callie Knapp.
Coach Gorton getting the plaque at midcourt, the team around him. Don't worry, Rich, our photographers are out there getting some Section 4 photos for us for the MAC webpage. Again, first time since 2008. This has been a long time coming for Coach Gorton. He's giving his team a little message right now, probably saying, we're not done. We're 18-1. We got unfinished business the rest of the way, but this Green team is going to be a tough one down the stretch here. All right, let's get into our 3 awards. What do you think, Rich, as we'll do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I'd like to go with Abby Yonner here from Green, 14 points. She got the buckets when they really needed it.
She was their rock down low, played really, really well. And I can't disagree. They really needed her. She came through today, filled the stat sheet, well-deserving.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams here on WCDO. I'd like to go with Callie Knapp here. I totally agree with you, Rich. I thought some of those steals for her at the start of the third quarter, which... they turned turnovers into points. That was huge. Callie Knapp was a big part of that. She'll get the defense award.
I think it just says it in the stat sheet, right? She had the 8 steals, and the Unitigo guards did not really do much today. They were really guard heavy throughout the year. And, Callie Knapp did a heck of a job just shutting them down. She deserves a lot of praise. I don't know if a lot of people in the gym realize it because there's so much focus on Yonner. But I think that the Knapp girl was really the difference today in the game, and she deserves a lot of praise. Coach Gordon should give her a big hug because she really brought home the championship today for them.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We're going to give one to Unitigo, Lizzie Kraft, 22 points, 6 boards. She was tremendous. We'll give her the All-Purpose Award.
They didn't come out on Unitigo's side today, but Lizzie Kraft still is one of the premier players in the area. I believe she's only a junior.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking a lot about her over the next year or so. She's a great player, fun to watch. She's going to take this one hard, and hopefully she'll come back and get some revenge next year. It'll be fun to watch her play.
These two teams will be good again next year, and I could see them battling it out, that's for sure. So... the three-peat doesn't happen for Unitigo. They won the last two. Green wins their first since 2008. A great rivalry continues with another chapter in the book here between the Spartans and the Trojans. So we're going to take a quick break here on the marathon day, I guess you could call it, as we have 3 more games to go. Next up will be the MAC Boys Basketball Championship game between Sydney and Delhi. So we'll take a short break. We'll play some tunes. We'll come back, get everything set for that MAC Boys game. So we'll talk to you soon. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull on WCDO Sports.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.